complains about upcoming U.S. South Korean military exercises. While analysts say the launch probably will not derail nuclear talks, it underscores the United States' inability to move those talks forward. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
The missiles launched Thursday appear to be short range, possibly similar to those North Korea launched in May. That launch didn't derail nuclear talks. And Seoul-based analyst Bong Yong-shik says the latest one probably will not either.
It is another attempt by North Korean authorities to put additional pressure on Washington prior to actual negotiations to set the agenda for working level negotiations on denuclearization.
South Korea has said it will go ahead with planned joint military exercises with the United States, despite North Korean objections. Washington and Seoul have already scaled back those exercises. But so far, that is not good enough for North Korea. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
This launch comes less than a month after President Trump met Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone, a meeting many White House officials describe as a possible game changer. Since then, North Korea has failed to show up for working-level talks. Instead, Kim this week posed next to a submarine apparently capable of handling nuclear-tipped missiles. Tunisian Parliament Speaker Mohamed Annassour was sworn in as interim president on Thursday. His swearing-in was hours after the death of President Baji Kaid Essebsi. Essebsi helped guide the North African country's transition to democracy after 2011. This is VOA News. A series of attacks rocked Afghanistan on Thursday, killing dozens. 58 people are dead, including 38 members of the Afghan security forces. Taliban militants stormed security checkpoints in Takhar province, while multiple bombs rocked capital Kabul and Jalalabad. A Ministry of Interior spokesman said the suicide bomber on a motorcycle targeted a minibus in Kabul, carrying the staff of the Ministry of Mines and Petroleum as they were on their way to work Thursday morning. This man was injured in one of the attacks. He says, "I wish there would be peace. Everyone has a family. If I get killed, who will feed my children?" The local branch of the Islamic State terror group took responsibility for the attacks on the minibus. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the third attack in Kabul, in which they claimed they targeted foreign invaders. Celebrations erupted in the capital of Puerto Rico late Wednesday night. This after embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello announced his resignation after several days of angry, massive street protests.
Hoy les anuncio que estaré renunciando al puesto del gobernador efectivo el viernes 2 de agosto del 2019 a las 5 de la tarde.
In a video address posted on the government's Facebook page, Rossello and his administration's achievements said his administration's achievements would be threatened if he remained in the post.
Lights are flickering back on after a massive night.
Thousands of people who'd gathered outside the governor's mansion in San Juan's historic old city launched into a spontaneous, joyous celebration as he announced his resignation. The fury that led to the governor's resignation started 2 weeks ago when an investigative journalism group published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Rossello and several top aides and associates. These conversations included profane messages laced with contempt for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria, as well as misogynistic and homophobic slurs. Rossello will be succeeded by Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez. Electric power is slowly returning in Venezuela after a devastating blackout that brought activity to a virtual halt in a country already beleaguered by a protracted political struggle. And this week in Peru's capital, members of the 14-country Lima group called for a new presidential election in Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro tweeted Tuesday that Venezuela will never yield to aggressors and that triumph is our destiny. U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated after special counsel Robert Mueller's appearance on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He called it a very good day for himself and fellow Republicans. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Voice of OMA 1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
lately, I've been thinking.